Hello?
Hi, Pooja. It's Monica with
Yes,
Family First Care.
Yes, Monica.
Hi, did you get my text message?
Yes, I did. So
Okay.
you got those my IDs, and I'm gonna try to get today or tomorrow done with my TB test. But
Okay, perfect. Sounds great.
the TB test, it's like they're gonna check me after 48 hours, right?
It's a 48 to 72 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
Okay.
probably if I get a bed done today or tomorrow, I can send you that Monday or Tuesday. But I was saying that let's just say if I know you're not gonna come like on Monday or Tuesday, right? And if I get approved by Monday or Tuesday, then what's gonna happen? Like somebody will continue with the
I
paperwork?
sent you a text message with my manager's name, Melissa. You can reach out to her for any urgent matters while I'm
Okay, so
away.
she can like
She can look
and get me started.
into see, yes, exactly. As long as all of your requirements have been completed. So
And
as of
who's gonna
right now,
talk to me about the hourly pay and everything? Because I mean, I was telling Chaya before I fill everything up, I should know like how much am I getting, the rate, like the hourly, and what's the benefits, like what's the PTO and everything. You know, it's like that's better to know before.
The hourly rate, it determines on how many hours the case is approved for. So until we get the authorization in, we don't know.
Okay, but regularly, how much you like this? I just want to have an example of how much you start out with.
What county is this case in?
Northampton.
I'm sorry, what county you said?
Northampton.
This is the first time she's getting services, right? She hasn't.
I'm sorry, I'm the person who's going to be taking care of that person, my son.
Right. But was she ever approved for any amount of hours before, or this is the first time that she's
This is
applied?
the first time. It's a he. It's the first time. Because I'm just like, I have the other social, there was someone else who was giving me other agencies' numbers and everything. But I really want to be with you know. But they're like, you could see if they're giving you less, the other people may give you more or something. So I just wanted to make sure how much you're giving me.
I mean, this is not the rate that we're actually going to give you. Again, it's based on the amount of hours that the case is approved for. But the minimum amount that we can possibly give you is $12 an hour.
Oh wow, that's only $12 an hour.
It would be, yes, that would be the minimum. But again, it depends on the number of hours the case is approved for.
Okay, so if I don't understand if the hours I can get more later, but why would it affect the hourly then?
Because if you get like less hours, then we can pay you a higher rate. If it's like for example, if the case approved for like 70 hours, let's say, and you're going to be working the 70 hours, you get overtime pay, and with overtime pay, you get time and a half. So they calculate that into your hourly rate.
Okay. And do we get like PTO or like anything like on the holiday pay?
We don't have PTO, but you do get holiday pay. We pay for four major holidays, and I can email you
Okay.
all the benefits and the handbook if you want to read through it.
Yeah, I mean the Medicaid ones I have because I don't need no insurance or anything. So I wanted to know what other benefits you have. And also because like my friend is getting it, right? But she's getting like $16 per hour.
Again, I can't quote your rate, Pooja. You're asking me to basically quote your rate. I cannot quote your rate right now. It really
Okay.
depends on the amount of hours the case is approved for. I told you that the minimum that we can pay you would be 12, but again, it depends on the rate. I'm sorry, it depends on the number of hours that the case is approved for.
Okay.
That is something that you can definitely speak with Melissa about as well. Once we get the authorization in, then she can let you know a rate once that's in already. But we can't discuss it before.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, like I
Okay.
can't tell you, I'm going to give you this rate because we don't know how many hours the case approved for.
Okay, and is it like weekly pay or bi-weekly
It's
here?
weekly, yeah. You get paid every Fridays every week.
Oh, every Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Thank you so much, Monica. I'm going to try to get my TV thing done probably today or tomorrow and get it back to you probably then after when they give me the paperwork, so like Monday or Tuesday.
Perfect. Sounds great.
And there's only one thing that's left is the direct deposit form. I'll send you that too with my information.
You completed your I-9 and W-4 form?
Yes, I did that. I did the questionnaire, the quiz and everything.
Okay, perfect. So just complete the direct deposit form. And then when I come back, if we get the authorization within the days that I'm not here, you can reach out to Melissa. If we don't, then I'll reach back out to you when I come back, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
My pleasure. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.